Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, thank you for joining me. My name is Yaquab Ben Yisrael, and this is the Israelite Sons of Light radio program that I try to do every Wednesday and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And before I begin, I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible opportunity that they have given me to take my life and to store up and redeem the time to the best of my ability to try to use my life to be a fisher of men of Hebrew, Israelites, Negroes, to try to get them to be fishers of men as well. Before I begin, I want to share with you some ministries that I have. I have a room on Facebook called The Upper Room, where I try to share scriptures from books you have most likely never heard of, and I try to stimulate fellowship between brethren just to learn together and to try to get brethren to share and to participate. And if you feel that you want to draw near to the Heavenly Father and you believe that you can respond to the word as it goes out, and why don't you just look me up on Facebook? You'll see me in the green and white garment holding the shepherd's staff in my right hand. Send me a friend invite, and I'll bring you in, and I pray that you might be of some benefit and that you might be encouraged by the things that are shared in the room for your edification and fruit bearing. I also have a food ministry called the Julia Ann Morlock Food Ministry, where if anyone listening to the sound of my voice knows of someone who has a food need, especially Hebrew Israelites with children, then you can contact me. Go to the website 12tribesisraelites.com, not the number 12, but the word 12, lowercase lettering spelled out together. And you can contact me and give me the information, and I will certainly share the need with our nation, and perhaps there will be a brother or sister even nearby who will be able to minister to the brother or sister. I'm also an author. I write books about things that I have learned in my life about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and how he works in the life of people. I try to share things that will edify and just get you to see that we have a common reality as Hebrew Israelites in this current captivity to the oppressor nations, the Edomites, the Japhethites, and all the other tribes in between. The Hebrew Israelites currently in captivity, but soon to be released. Which leads me to the topic of my program tonight, in which I entitled the program, Your Life is a Vapor. Your life is a vapor. To me, it seemed like only yesterday I thought I would never get out of high school. And that was nearly, how long, 40 or so years ago for me. And I still give thanks that I made it out of that time in my life. It seemed like it would never end, but now it was so long ago. Our lives are a vapor. On my program, I try to talk about the big picture of things all the time. I believe that my Father who art in heaven has given me a spirit, just like he's given other Hebrew Israelites a spirit to minister in their gift for the common purpose of glorifying the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the same mind that I had when I was in high school, I still have today, so far as sometimes thinking, I wonder if I will ever get out of the beast kingdom of men, which is where I am right now. A kingdom of men who bear no witness of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who have no concern, who only know the flesh, who only know their own five senses, who only know their own desires, who only think about prospering and gaining in this life with no thought of the eternal kingdom soon to come. That's where I am right now. It seems like I'll never get out of this situation. It seems like it just drags on and on a lot of times, but I know the day is fast approaching when I am going to give thanks, more thanks, and more thanks on top of that for taking my life and using it to glorify the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Of that thing, I am sure that when all is said and done, not only myself, all the Hebrew Israelites, sons and daughters of light, who dedicate themselves day in and day out to minister to their nation, to spread the knowledge of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will certainly rejoice and experience fullness of joy, as Messiah describes that. We will say that our lives were like a nightmare, a vapor that lasted only a short time. And you think of the people in the world who give all their life for short-term glory. They worked all their life. They went to school. They labored endlessly, routinely, for that one moment in the sun, and then it comes, and just like that it goes. I think a lot about what Muhammad Ali said. He made it to the top of the mountain in his reality in the flesh, and then when it was all said and done, he said it was like a dream in the sense that it was so short-lived. And I know that he's not the only one. Your life is a vapor. It's a vapor where we are given a short period of time to bear fruit unto the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is the big picture. And the end, that is the only thing that matters. There are a few people in every generation who are able to endure with that message day in, day out, because the Heavenly Father has anointed them. He has elected them to bear that type of fruit until the very end. And I am one of them. It is the only way that I can explain my consistency in ministering and trying to be a light while I'm in this reality. I've never endured anything in my life before. I have never been able to hold a steady job, have a relationship. I do not have a track record of anything. Looking back in my life, I have been a rolling stone trying to find what it is that I was looking for, only to find out that I was being looked for and I was found. And it is the same for anyone listening to the sound of my voice. If you have a spiritual unction about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I would not let the fact that maybe I am outside of the 12 tribes of Israel stop me. I don't see anywhere in the scriptures where people are forbidden, no matter who they are, to take their life and give glory to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to the utmost of their ability. I do see the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as a God of love, a God of grace and mercy, but nobody cares. That is why you Hebrew Israelites, you sons and daughters of light, you have problems trying to find people to fellowship with who can relate to you in your struggles, your spiritual walk, and it has to be that way for now. But if you can just recall and remember the promises of Messiah about walking with him in white, about how your labor will not be in vain, like it says in 1 Corinthians, how the kingdom of God is fullness of joy and the desires of your heart, then our life will seem like a vapor. And the things that we go through, the things that we have to endure, the apathy of the world, the lies of the world, the greed of the world, the flesh of this world, the power that the gods of this world have over the current reality, all of it will seem as nothing to you because of the secret that you have in your soul, that you are anointed. You are elected to go forward and bear fruit, knowing that you are destined for the eternal kingdom, which no one believes in, which the world counts as a fairy tale at this particular time. We are in a reality where the truth is not welcome. We are in a reality, if you look at the current conflagration going on between the United States and Russia, you will be forced to come to the conclusion that Russia is on the right side of history simply because of their spirituality. They do not permit the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender agenda. They subscribe to the traditional meaning of marriage between man and woman. They speak of spiritual things. They have a strong Orthodox church, whereas in America, you have a wave of a new reality where people are choosing to become the opposite sex. Men are becoming as women and women becoming as men. Do you know that I heard the other day Miss Universe 2023 is a biological man? Now, whether this thing is true, I cannot say 1,000%, although I do believe it. I have seen certain photos that seem to show certain characteristics. But then again, we live in a reality where it is hard to distinguish the truth. There is so much manipulation of the sights and sounds of the images that we see here in America. It is very hard to get at the truth of a lot of things. When the Antichrist appears, his physical description is given in, I believe it's the book of Elijah, the second book of Elijah, the revelation of Elijah. I apologize for not remembering the exact location. I have read it many times before, and I am only mentioning it now because I saw a video where a brother reminded me of the identity of the Antichrist, the identity of the Antichrist. But let me ask you, because as I was saying, we live in a reality where certainly things can be manipulated to make you believe that they are really true. I'll give you one good example. 9/11, people believe that planes actually hit the World Trade Center because of the footage. Let me share with you some things you may not have heard of concerning 9/11. Do you know there were only maybe two or maybe even three films of the actual event? There is a documentary that was done that shows how it can appear to look like planes crashing into a building. There was someone with the Spirit of God who was able to dissect the film footage that the world saw and explain very clearly that the planes were edited in to the footage that you saw, when in actuality, the buildings came down because they were detonated. They were wired for detonation. The film footage was already done so that it could be shown to the world when the time for the event happened. Now, I know that that sounds crazy, but why should it? Have you ever went to the movies where reality is manipulated all the time? And that's what happened with 9/11. There are documentaries showing from a photographer, cinematic, technical viewpoint that the planes were edited in to the footage to make it appear as if they struck the buildings. And to this day, that's what people believe. To this day, that is what people believe. The people have no clue about Israel being behind the events of 9/11. You see, when the Antichrist appears, he will deceive many people. He will deceive many people. He will be able to make the sun go down. He will be able to darken the sun. He will be able to walk on water. He will be able to do miracles, and the world will believe him. They will believe that he is Messiah. But do you know that in the book of the Revelation of Elijah, I believe it is, I have to apologize again for not giving the correct title of the book of the identity of the Antichrist. I did not expect to bring it up, but it speaks of the Antichrist having a gray spot in his forehead and a tuft of hair on the front of his head and eyebrows that stretch to his ears. Hopefully, I'll be able to share the information in a subsequent video, because it is very, very important to know, and I have spoken about it in the past, but there are people who know that his identity will not fool them, because they will know what he looks like. And they will know that the one thing that the Antichrist will not be able to do is raise the dead. But he will be able to deceive those who are ignorant, who do not know his physical identity. And I would venture to say that he is soon to come. You see, your life is a vapor. Our lives are a vapor, and when we see that we have spent this time we have been given for vanity, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. In this reality, in America, we are preoccupied with politics. We are preoccupied with stars and sports and entertainment and drinking bouts. We're preoccupied with the flesh and money. We are preoccupied with anything other than the fact that we will give an account to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We love to see other people with problems so that we can look at them and not at ourselves. We like it when attention is elsewhere, when we are not the focus of attention, when we can revel at the problems of other people, when we see the homeless and we are glad that we are not them. But one day the focus will be on you. And you will look back and with grief say to yourself, did I really spend my whole life not caring about where I stood with the eternal Heavenly Father, knowing that one day I was going to face him and give an account of my life? Did I really live in ignorance all the days of my life? Surely I would not have done that had I known. That's what programs like this are for. And to you Hebrew Israelites, sons and daughters of light, I say the time is short. Our lives are a vapor. Redeem the time. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Far as I know, or you know, tonight could be our last night or daytime, wherever you are in the world, if you hear this. Your life is a vapor. If people really, really thought about that, we wouldn't treat each other the way we do. We wouldn't be given to this hatred and this competition of getting all we can get. If we really, really understood that our life is a vapor, I mean, really believe that in our soul, we wouldn't have nearly the problems and issues that we have right now. We wouldn't have nearly the corruption that we see in government leaders right now, and the theft and the raping and the robbing and the murder and the pedophilia. God forbid. I cannot even believe that I have to say things like that. If we really believe that our life was a vapor, and the Heavenly Father, the best that I can understand, appreciates effort. Effort. The Heavenly Father appreciates trying. He knows that we will not be perfect in his eyesight. But from what I have seen of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all that he requires is that I am sincere, that I dedicate myself to learn of him and his will, to go about his will, and he will take care of the rest. He will give you a testimony. He will carry you all the way to the end. He will protect you from the beast kingdom. See, people like to testify how the Lord is good and I am blessed. And you ask them how, and they don't have an answer. You ask them, well, have you learned something from his word? Has his word blessed you somehow? Have you been reading and studying? Share it with me. And they have nothing to say. You deceive yourself. We deceive ourselves. This is a land of people who deceive themselves. And the fact remains, your life is a vapor. This is the time where we ought to cut the fat and get rid of the flesh, living in the flesh, hating and cursing and degrading and speaking evil. This is the time to take that garment off and show the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that if you were given the opportunity, you would take that opportunity to show him that you want to be counted worthy to inherit the eternal kingdom. If you really, really believe that your life is fake, you wouldn't engage in your defrauding, your scheming, secret agendas, hating your brother, scheming against your brother. We would be concerned about where we stand with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob while we are in this reality. But our flesh is too strong for most of us. I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible, incredible opportunity they have given me to take my life and to redeem the time. Join me Wednesday and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Israelite Sons of Light radio program. Go to the website 12tribesisraelites.com for ministry and information. Until I see you again, peace be unto you. Shalom.